Sunday night at 9, CBS is presenting a two-hour account of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, captured by two filmmaking brothers who were witnesses to that day's events. Although many people are anxious to see images from inside the burning World Trade Center, some people are protesting this broadcast, accusing it of being inappropriate and insensitive. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of this special, which is called 9/11.
The usual way for a network to expose an upcoming program to TV critics is to send a tape. With the two-hour special called 9/11, it was handled very differently. The documentary was screened once this past Monday night at the Museum of Television and Radio. Only critics in New York, for the most part, were invited. I was one of them, and I went, to be honest, with a little bit of dread. This was 2 hours of footage from the Nade brothers, Gideon and Jules, who happened to be filming a documentary on firefighters on the morning of September 11th. One image the NYU film school graduates captured that day was shared by all the networks in the immediate aftermath of the attacks. That ground-level shot of the first hijacked plane smashing into Tower 1 of the World Trade Center. That was 10 seconds. What would the rest of the 2 hours be like? And did I want to see it? Projected on a big screen, larger than life, larger than death, could I even handle it? The reactions to Sunday night's two-hour special are bound to be as varied and personal as the events of that horrible day itself. I'm very respectful of those who don't want to revisit that disaster, and especially of those who lost loved ones that day in New York, in Washington, or aboard that plane over Pennsylvania. All I can do here is offer my own opinion as a barometer. The first thing you should know in deciding whether to watch the CBS program called 9/11 is that it's almost totally bloodless. It's not graphic, and it's not exploitive. Even though one of the brothers was among the first to arrive at Ground Zero with his team of firefighters, there are no shots of body parts or people jumping from the towers or other things I feared seeing. Jules Nade, the younger of the brothers at age 28, says on the narrative soundtrack that the first thing he saw when he entered the lobby of Tower 1 with the rescue workers was two people who were on fire. He didn't film them, he said, because he didn't think it proper. For months, since June of last year, Jules and his brother Gideon, 31, had been filming a rookie firefighter in the Lower Manhattan company of Engine 7 Ladder 1. The idea for their documentary was to follow this young wannabe fireman, called a probie in firehouse lingo, for the 9 months it would take him to prove he had the right stuff. 9/11, the documentary, begins in June and ends long after September. Rather than abandon their original documentary concept, the Nade brothers stayed true to it. As a result, we get to know the firefighters and even the filmmakers long before the planes arrive. On the morning of the attacks, firemen were dispatched to investigate a reported possible gas leak 14 blocks from the World Trade Center. The rookie fireman was assigned to stay and answer phones at the station house, so filmmaker Gideon stayed with him. Younger brother Jules, eager to get any practice with his camera, accompanied Battalion Chief Joseph Pfeiffer and his men to check out the gas main. While they were on the street that morning, they heard a roaring sound in the sky. The fireman looked up, and Jules swung his camera in that direction just in time to film the plane smashing into Tower 1. "You stay with me," the chief told the cameraman, and the fire truck headed straight to Tower 1. They went inside and set up rescue operations, and Jules never stopped filming. Gideon eventually hit the streets too and headed towards Ground Zero. Both of them captured spectacular footage, and each of them thought the other was dead. 9/11, the documentary, captures for posterity one inspirational act of quiet bravery after another. Robert De Niro hosts the program and frames it in what I think is the proper reverential context. Even CBS is being reverential. The documentary is interrupted only a few times and by public service announcements by Nextel, not commercials. Dramatically, the most intense parts of 9/11 are not the sights, but the sounds. We don't see any of the falling bodies, but we hear their impact, and that's haunting enough. And when the debris cloud descends upon one of the brothers as he's filming, we hear that, too. I would urge, though, that you don't avoid 9/11 this Sunday on CBS because you're afraid of what you'll hear or see. What you'll see, if you decide to tune in, is humanity at its best. and a story that, in the midst of all that horrifying devastation, is a tale of honor, duty, resilience, and love.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.